Today we are looking at the life of an English doctor who spent many years working as a doctor and setting up medical facilities in the Congo. She experienced horrific treatment at the hands of the rebels there. Her name is Helen Rosevere. Helen Rosevere was born in England in 1925. She trained to be a doctor at Newnham College in Cambridge. It was here that she became a devout Christian. When she had completed her studies, she applied to become a medical missionary under the auspices of WEC, the Worldwide Evangelization Crusade. In 1953, at the age of 28, she went as a missionary doctor to the Congo, where she was assigned to the northeastern provinces. She was the only doctor for 2.5 million people. There, in Imbambi, she built a combined hospital and training centre. Her work began in a temporary mud and thatch hut. With the help of local workmen, she made and fired her own bricks and built the buildings they needed. She also had to learn the Swahili language. Within 11 years, a 14-acre plot of land had been turned into a 100-bed hospital and maternity complex with all the necessary buildings and services. Many tens of thousands of sick people were treated. Many would have died without the help of the hospital. Each year, many patients underwent surgery and many young men and women were trained as hospital orderlies and assistant midwives. All the patients heard the Christian gospel through the ministry of the hospital chaplains. In addition, Helen established 48 rural health clinics in the vicinity of the hospital. 5 years after arriving in Africa, Helen took a 2-year furlough and completed further medical training in England. She would have liked to have married and have the companionship of a man with whom to share her ministry, but she came to believe that God wanted her to remain single. She returned to the Congo and the hospital, but change was in the air. The Congo had declared its independence from Belgium. There was mutiny in the army and civil war broke out. Most white people fled the country, but Helen elected to stay. In 1965, the rebels took over the hospital compound and she was kept as a prisoner for 5 months, along with 9 other missionaries. She witnessed the outpouring of the hatred of the rebels against the colonial white men's injustices and cruelties. The rebels were coarse and brutal, and Helen suffered the brunt of their hatred. She was severely beaten and raped. When Dr. Rosevere was taken away from other missionaries by the rebels for more brutality, the villagers Helen had previously helped stepped in and protected her from the rebels. Finally, the National Army, with the help of mercenaries, defeated the rebels. Helen was rescued and flown back to England. Despite her terrible ordeal, her experience of God's love in this trauma shaped her life and ministry ever afterwards. She often spoke of the sheer privilege of serving Christ through pain and setback. As she later recounted what happened during those dark days, her theme was not one of anger or self-pity. She thanked God for enabling her to cope, even if explanations of why never came. In 1966, she again returned to the Congo, this time to assist in the rebuilding of the nation. The hospitals that she had built had been destroyed, so she helped build a new medical school and hospital. Her passion was to train Africans for medical leadership. She established a training college for national paramedical workers. She started midwifery training for young women. She founded several regional hospitals and dispensaries. She set up a radio medical advisory link. She also established a flying doctor service to all regional hospitals through the Missionary Aviation Fellowship. She set up a central supply depot for drugs and equipment. She had to deal with the new nation's bureaucracy, a tedious process. Eventually, her training school was given official recognition. She returned to England in 1973, leaving others in charge of the hospitals and training facilities. After her return from Africa, Dr. Rosevere settled in Northern Ireland. She wrote 11 books and she had a worldwide speaking ministry. Many found her messages life-changing. Her story was portrayed in the 1989 film Mama Luka Comes Home. When Helen spoke of her experiences in the Congo, many asked, "Why did God let you suffer? Helen's answer was to simply share with them how God had given her faith and strength to overcome her own heart-wrenching trials. Helen Rosevere died in December 2016 at the age of 91. Her life work and her testimony of God's presence in her extremely painful experiences have inspired many, many people. Christians,